Purpose Critique Review, Education, Positivity. The Shiny Squirrel Podcast is proud to present.
It's that time again for Madonna Uniquities, and once again, Jersey Mike is calling in for the podcast.
Yes, Jersey Mike is calling in from the East Coast. We have a little snow here in Virginia, but I'll tell you what, it is a blast because we all need that so-called Madonna Desperately Seeking Susan era back in the 80s.
Well, we're going to the era of A League of Their Own, where she was one of many stars in that movie. Do you remember that movie?
Yes, I do. Tom Hanks was the coach. I'm trying to think who else. She had Penny Marshall directed it. I think her brother, Gary Marshall, he passed away first. I think he was executive producer, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Gina Davis was in that, if I'm right on schedule. And I forget who else because I'm just mind farted.
Gary Marshall was in it too. You had Bill Pullman. You had Tia Leone. You had several people in there. And you had John Lovitz. Now, do you remember the John Lovitz line that was in the movie?
No, I'm brain farted out in the cold. Go ahead.
I remember the line where he goes, okay, yeah, I got to run home. I got to get something to eat, got to take a shower, and give the wife a little tickle pickle, and then come, I'll be back.
My favorite part of the movie is when I think Madonna plays Maloney, and she says, what am I going to do if I have to catch the ball and my bosoms pop out? My shirt just pops up and then my bosom pops out. And I think Rosie McDonald says something to her like, oh, something. Oh, I love that movie.
It was a good movie.
But yes, it was.
At first, Madonna was a little reluctant to put something into the movie, but there were three versions. It was the song called This Used to Be My Playground. There was the radio version, and there was an instrumental, and then they also put out a long version of it. What's funny is you cannot find that song, This Used to Be My Playground, on the soundtrack because due to contractual reasons, Madonna couldn't put it in the soundtrack on the release of it, but it played over the closing credits of the movie.
Oh, do you remember the video for that movie when she had it, when she had that video for, when it was like a book and then everything went backward? Oh, I love that video. It's one of my all-time favorite videos.
I think it was right playground. It was like right after this song, Madonna really hit cult status. It's like, you know, regardless, I don't need the charts, I don't need this, I got the fans, and that's what just ushered her in long-term time.
Like you say, you don't like the Pat Benatar play on the radio. Well, Madonna got her play on the radio, and now she's iconic like Pat Benatar.
So here is, this is Madonna, This Used to Be My Playground, the long version.
This used to be my playground.
I just love the long version better than the short version.
Oh, I'll tell you, that just puts you in such a good mood about relishing what to do in the future, worrying about your, you know what I'm saying, the future, the present, but then you had a good past, a good family, good friend base shift, and you're just like, you know what, why worry? You can't control what's going
to
happen.
And everybody can relate just, to it, because they had a playground somewhere in their past. It was park,
exactly.
It was elementary school.
Exactly. Some people, a ball field, a football field, you know, or some of us, as nerds, our playground now is Nelson banging rocks.
Well, that's it for Madonna Uniquities, and we'll have another one for you in the following week after Jersey Mike gets back.
All right. Have a good night, everyone.